Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And it's been four in a row for the Indiana Pacers. Four straight victories dating back to 2016. A win against the Bulls, the Magic, the Pistons, most recently on Thursday night. A 121-109 win over the Brooklyn Nets, where Jeff Teague, Paul George, Miles Turner, all terrific. George led the Pacers with 26 points. But Miles Turner had 25, 15, and 5 blocks. Jeff Teague with 15 assists, his second 15-plus assist game already with the Indiana Pacers. He's done it six times in his career, and two have been in his short stint so far with Indiana. The Pacers look for five in a row. That is coming up tonight against the New York Knicks. It's a 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 Kroger pregame show, and on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson. On the television side, the Knicks come in at a disadvantage. They played last night. Not only did they play, they got a nice win, but it was against Milwaukee, a game where they trailed double digits going into the fourth. Had a strong comeback, but a game that was likely very taxing physically, mentally. Kristaps Porzingis made his return after missing a handful of games, and we will see his status, but possible that they want to keep his minutes low as they bring him back from an Achilles injury. Pacers versus Knicks tonight. It is 80s night at the Fieldhouse. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. 80s night is, as it was every decade night, a bobblehead night. It's Chuck Person tonight. All you got to do is buy a ticket and you get a free bobblehead. Chuck Person is the honoree, but the Pacers honoring their entire 80s decade. And we will talk about that more throughout the show. Mark Monteith will be with us. Eddie White goes around the house with someone that has been here from the beginning as well. So plenty of Pacers 80s decade coverage coming up here on Pacers Weekly. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. A great show coming up for you. As always, Chris Denary, Mark Boyle, Eddie White, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson. The broadcasters, the writers join the show. Al Jefferson will be with us. Of course, head coach Nathan McMillan. Ian Eagle, national broadcaster, stops in as well. We pack all of that into 1 hour of Pacers basketball talk here on 93.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. 10 to 11 every Saturday morning, we are with you. And we would love to hear from you as well. You can be part of the show. You can tweet me at Pat Boylan Pacers. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in and chat Pacers hoops with us. Pacers and Knicks are tonight. And then the Pacers have a little bit of a break. They don't play again until Thursday. Good reason for that. That Thursday game is against Denver. It is in London. So we'll talk some more about that with Jeremiah Johnson. He'll join us later in the program as the Pacers ready to head across the pond to England. They actually leave on Sunday. A very packed schedule ahead for them with practices and appearances and meetings out in London. It should be a really good time for the players, and we will get more on London, which is coming up very shortly for the Indiana Pacers with Jeremiah Johnson coming up later here in the show. Coming up next, Mark Boyle joins us for the first time. He sits down with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. Their conversation is next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Derek looking, can't find an open man, flips it to the big fella, fakes, shoots, and hits! He hit! The Dodgers beat Bob! He hit it center court, and the Magic are beaten at the horn!
That was 1995, over 20 years ago now. Rick Smith's Game 4 versus the Magic Eastern Conference Finals. We're playing it for you in part because Mark Boyle just completing game number 2,500 of his career. That, of course, well before number 2,500, but one of the classics. From Pacers radio voice, Mark Boyle, his conversation now with head coach Nate McMillan. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. Your team experiencing its best stretch of the season, not just in terms of numbers and results, but the eye test has been impressive, too. Why all of a sudden have things seemingly clicked?
Well, I think, you know, we certainly are focusing on the details. I think we've shown, spurts of doing some good things all season long. We just haven't been consistent with that. And I think we're starting to see more consistency, from the team, defending, doing the little things, the detailed things, rebounding, good ball movement. We're shooting the ball better. Both units are playing much better together, and we're not having that drop-off that we have seen throughout the season. So we're seeing a little bit more consistency. I think we can certainly improve and get better, and we're going to need to in order to continue winning.
Is part of that, or even most of it, directly tied to the players becoming more acclimated with one another and more familiar and comfortable?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a big part of it. I think it takes time for that chemistry, for you to build that chemistry and get comfortable with tendencies out on the floor. And I think, you know, one of the big keys was Paul George telling the team, let's go have fun. And I think when he made that comment, he set the example for what fun is in Pacer basketball. And that is, you know, you come out, you play hard every single night on both ends of the floor. You play the game together. We've started to see that, the ball movement has been much better here in the last four or five games. Defensively, we've been more connected than we've been all season long. And, it really does start with Paul George out on the floor.
Having fun seems like such a simple concept. Does it surprise you that it needed to be vocalized?
I think sometimes, you know, guys can put more pressure on themselves than needed, you know. And I think Paul was one that was doing that. I think he was putting a lot of pressure on himself to kind of vocalize things and do things a certain way, as opposed to just come in and be yourself and, play the game the way you've played all of your career. You don't really need to say anything, and he has done that. You know, he's just been solid on both ends of the floor, and I think the team has followed that.
One of the good developments lately has been the return of Monte Ellis, and he has worked well with that second unit. You've kept Glenn Robinson with the first unit, and Monte appears not only willing but eager to do whatever is necessary. From the coaching perspective, when you have a veteran player who's been a starter his entire career, and he shows the willingness to do whatever you need him to do, how much easier does that make your job?
It makes a world of difference when you have players who just, you know, their best interest is the team and the success of the team. And when talking to Monte about when he was first coming back, and I talked to him about possibly staying with Glenn in that lineup, you know, his comment to me was, whatever's best for the team. And, so we have really tried to adjust and kind of personalize that second unit with Monte being in that second unit. We've really tried to establish that second unit with Al Jefferson most of the season, C.J. Miles, and Rodney Stuckey. And now with Monte being in the second unit, that's a veteran group that if we can build chemistry with that group and give them an identity, I certainly think that Monte can play a big part. And it gives us another option where we're not just pounding it in inside to our bigs. We can run the pick and roll with our guards.
Are you looking at that now as a permanent look with your lineup?
Well, we're going to stay with that, for, a few games. I don't have a timeline as far as, when or if we will go back to that. Right now, I like what that first unit is doing. I like the vision I have for that second unit, being able to create a solid veteran group with that second unit. You have the possibility of looking at, Monte Stuckey, C.J. Miles with an Al Jefferson, Aaron Brooks or Kevin. I mean, that's a solid group that has a lot of experience that I think could really give us some solid play off the bench.
Let's close, Nate, with a thought on London. It's obviously beneficial to the league and perhaps to a lesser degree to the Pacers, but it does represent on some level a disruption of routine. Are you concerned about that at all?
It's the schedule we have to play, and with the charter flights now, we can go right over there and come back. We're going to have days to get acclimated to the time and the city. It's a business trip for us, and the focus is going to be to go over there and make it a business trip, get ourselves mentally, physically ready for that game, and try and get a win. There's some concern about when we do return. We go to the West Coast right after that. I think we play one game, and then we're flying to the West Coast. So a lot of miles will be traveled here in January. But we just take it one game at a time.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us on this edition of Pacers Weekly. Tonight, Pacers vs. Knicks, and then it's on to London to take on Denver next Thursday. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to the studio and Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. Coming up next, we go inside Denary's den. He is with Al Jefferson. Chris Denary is next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
World, I love the chains, I hope to be part.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah,
members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, a freezing Saturday morning here in downtown Indianapolis. We're live on The Circle. 239-1070 is the number to talk Pacers basketball with us. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will address your questions later in the show. They picked a very cold morning to take the lights down from the monument. Not a job I would want. Also, if you miss any of this show, we are podcasting these now. Pacers.com/sound is how you can catch them. Also, search us on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you find podcasts, you can find this. Al Jefferson, a strong run, especially lately here, coming from him off the bench. He earned a trip inside Denary's den. Chris?
Thanks so much, Pat. Al Jefferson, first-year Pacer, 13th year in the NBA, just celebrated your 32nd birthday. What's that feel like?
It just felt like, wow. A lot of time that went by, I remember when I first got in the league, and I was 32 was a long way, but I caught up with me now, so.
You've really seen this league change, but you give that, you call it the old school, that old school look to the second unit. How important is it for this group as this season's gone on?
When you get deep in the season and trying to make a playoff run, that second unit is probably just as important than the first unit because, you know, them guys, the first unit can't play 48 minutes. Second unit got to come in and give them a boost off the bench. If you look at the teams that go deep and win championship, Golden State and Cleveland, the second unit, bench players be big, and that's what we got to try to bring to this team.
When you made the decision to sign with Indiana, you've had a great career, 12 years. A few years ago, you were, third team All-NBA? Mm-hmm. What was the overriding decision? Why come here to Indiana?
I just felt like, when you look at the talent here with Paul, of course, and Jeff got traded here, and Thad got traded here. And then you look at the young talent with Miles Turner. Over my career, I have groomed and helped out so many young bigs. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to come. They made it very clear my role. And if there's anybody I have to back up in this league for us coming off the bench for is Miles. I'm glad it's Miles because, he do a great job on the court and off the court for us learning and trying to get better.
What do you see from Miles? You weren't here a year ago, but you had a chance to play against him. What have you seen him improve on this year?
I actually didn't get a chance to play against him last year at all. But I think Miles is a superstar in the making. The things that he do fit well for this game right now, the way that every team try to play this game right now. And he only 20 years old. And that's the scary part. I just feel like he's got a long way to go of being a great player, And you could tell, you could see it in him. And I feel like the post game, the back to the basket game, I feel like he don't need that right now. I feel like his game fit the way the league is right now. But I think his 6, 7, 8 year in the league, that's when he going to develop the back to the basket game. And he going to take it to a whole nother level.
Al Jefferson inside Daenerys Den here on Pacers Weekly. What's it like for you to be with Monte Ellis? Two guys from Mississippi. You both left the high school ranks and came right to the NBA. What's it like to be on the floor with him?
That's fun, man. Monte, I'm older than him. He was always a guy that I did look up to. The things that he was doing in high school 1 year behind me was amazing. And the things he have done in the league. I got a chance to play with Mo Williams, another guy I looked up to growing up. And I always wanted to get a chance to play with Monte. So it's cool to have that opportunity.
All right, finally, a couple questions. 4 straight wins. You have the Knicks on Saturday. Tell me about that game. And then are you looking forward to going to London, a chance to play overseas for the Pacers?
4 games in a row. We get in the groove, we playing well on both ends, and I think it started with Jeff. I think Jeff is the big key of that. Paul always do his thing or whatever, but Jeff to me is finding out how to get guys involved, and when he have to attack, he attack, and then on top of that, he playing great defense. So we have lost a lot of games so far in the season that we felt like we should have won. And now it's coming back around and we're getting a chance to play some of these same teams again and trying to, make up for it, put it that way, if that makes sense. New York going to be another tough game coming here because, they got some great guys, great players on that team. And we're just taking one game at a time. And London, even though it's a business trip, we're going over to get a win. But I'm really looking forward to just traveling over there, because it's a beautiful place to go. And also getting the win.
All right, Al Jefferson, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Al Jefferson inside Daenerys Den. Back to you, Pat.
Chris and Al, thank you. By the way, I don't know if anyone has ever addressed this with Al, but once his playing career has come to a close, I'm pretty confident he could have a career in voiceover work, especially those, the Inner World movies. Al Jefferson has the best voice I think I've ever heard from an athlete before. And he's got, I think, a long career in him with some kind of voiceover work once he is done. Big Al inside Daenerys Den. Pacers.com/tickets. Indiana Pacers versus New York Knicks tonight. 7 o'clock tip, 80s night. We'd love to see you at the Fieldhouse. A few tickets still remain over there. Coming up next on Pacers Weekly, Mark Boyle rejoins the show. He is with Nets broadcaster, national play-by-play broadcaster Ian Eagle. Their conversation next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The Tour, Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. I jumped the gun. It is not Ian Eagle this week, but it is, in fact, another visiting broadcaster. You knew her from her time with the Indiana Pacers, now with the Portland Trailblazers. Sideline reporter Brooke Olsendam is with Mark Boyle. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. From time to time, we come across old friends. We've talked to former players, former coaches, old broadcast colleagues, and now an opportunity to visit with someone who's near and dear to all of us that we haven't seen in a little while. Brooke Olsendam used to be with the Pacers television, and now she's with the Portland Trailblazers on the 1 to 10 scale, young lady. How much do you miss me?
Oh, 10 doesn't even come close. I mean, I gotta say 15, 16 at times. But every once in a while, I'll talk to you, and I'm like, oh, it's about a 7. I don't miss them all that much. It depends on your mood.
Well, and my mood is often very mercurial. Now, this might only interest me because it's a broadcasting question, but I am curious. I've only worked for one team. You've now worked for two. Is it different working from one team compared to another?
Absolutely. Your role is even a little bit different. When I was here with Indiana, I hosted the halftime and postgame show and also did sideline. My role is a little bit different in Portland, where I do some segments for pregame, and then I continue to do sideline. And halftime, I don't do any work on. It's out of a studio. So my role has changed, so I can focus a little bit more on my sideline stories and the postgame interview, so I'm not running around all the time. You know, it's a little less, I'll be honest, it's a little less work, but I can focus more on the sideline. So every team kind of does it differently. Everyone has different roles.
So if you do 3 or 4 or however many hits a night, is it hard to find that many different stories each night?
Sometimes it really depends. Thank goodness we practice, because I go and get most of my content from practices. But if there's a maintenance day or there is no shoot around, that makes it much more difficult to get the content that I need for sideline stories. So it's always helpful when I can talk to the players after a game or after a practice, or tonight prior to a game. I was just in the locker room trying to get some more content, last second content for tonight's broadcast. So it can be difficult, but usually, I mean, our players with Portland, and as we're Indiana players as well, they're really great to the media, and I always got everything I needed for sideline stories. Really helpful.
Well, that was the next place I was going to go, because I know, having been around players, particularly in recent years where they have so many other concerns compared to back in the day, it does take time for players to get to know and trust you. And in my job, that's not necessarily important. I'm describing live action, but in your job, you're doing features or sharing personal stories. How long does it take guys to get to trust you?
Well, I was kind of in a lucky position. I was working for CSN before I took this job with the Trailblazers, so I knew the players pretty well. I mean, I covered them loosely for 2 years, and now, of course, I see them all the time. So I had a little bit of a relationship with them before, but my I guess, philosophy on it is always take care of them from my standpoint. Never burn them. I'm not there to dig in and get, you know, some big story. I'm there to just kind of tell the stories they want told, their community events, what's going on in their life that they want the fans to know about, kind of take them inside the lives of the players as far as they want me to go. I don't push it, you know, it's whatever they want to give. But lucky for me, I just get to talk to them usually about fun stuff and what they're going to do with their family over the summer. It's not a bad gig, Mark.
You were here long enough that you were able to establish some relationships with players and coaches and front office types and all of that. When you look back on your time here, Brooke, what do you most remember?
Oh, wow. Specifically with players or just my time here?
Whatever.
I'll say that, you know, the people here, the fans, they were so welcoming. And I had about 10 conversations right before I sat with you. Fans that I remember well, that remember me, and were always so kind and were good to me. So the relationships I formed here, like you and I are close friends still, those were the ones that's what I take away from my time here. The friendships that I made with the fan base and the people I worked with, and that I will have them forever. It means so much to me. Everyone was really kind to me.
Now, you're not like me from this standpoint. I'm ancient and old, and when I get fired from here, that'll be it for me. I have no further career goals. You're still pretty young. Is this it for you? Would you like to do sidelines with the Blazers or another NBA team for years and years? Do you have other aspirations?
My aspiration is to be sidelined for every team in the NBA by the time I die. No. You know what? It's funny. I'm kind of in the space now where if I really like where I'm at and I enjoy it and it's fulfilling, I'm good with it for now. You know, you look ahead, but you always appreciate where you are. I like the team I work for now. I like the NBA in general. It is my favorite sport to cover. Always has been, always will be. I like to get out there and do some college football games every once in a while. But in terms of aspirations, I like being happy where I'm at. And if a couple years of something proposes itself and it sounds like a good move for me, I'll think about it. But right now, I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
That's Brooke Olsendam. You remember her from her years on the Pacers sidelines not all that long ago. She's now with the Portland Trail Blazers, and she's been kind enough to spend some time with us on this edition of Pacers Weekly. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Eddie White coming up around the house next. He goes around the house. I'll tell you, lately he has found a couple of really interesting guests. Last week you heard from Celeste Ballou, who runs Pacers Twitter and social media. Somehow we got Santa Claus the week before. Another really good guest. It's 80s decade night, and as we celebrate the Pacers' past 80s decade coming up this month, coming up tonight against the Knicks, he sits down with a member of the Pacers stat crew who has been there from the beginning. His conversation with Bill Bevan coming up on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Justin Moore. I just point at you. Lee Bryce.
I belong to the drinking crowd.
American Made George.
You look like I need a drink right now.
This Thursday at 7, Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Hard to love,
one night of hit after hit.
Just letting the night roll.
Justin Moore.
And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Lee Bryce.
Except all day.
This Thursday at 7, Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Your old small town, USA. I drive your truck.
Platinum selling Justin Moore.
To my last day.
Chart topping Lee Bryce.
It looked like crazy.
Making country music great again.
He can't even bait a hook.
Tickets are on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Police Productions.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Eddie White goes around the house once a week for this show, and he finds somebody whose story is interesting that you might not know. If this person you might know, he's been profiled a few times throughout his years, but his story's very interesting. He comes from day one with the Indiana Pacers, who are celebrating their 50th season this year. Pacers Stat Crew, multiple members have been there from the beginning. That includes Bill Bevan. He has seen it all, and he is Eddie White's guest around the house. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. You know what? Last week, our guest was Celeste Below, and Bloom, and she had been with us, I don't know, about a couple years, and now our guest is a guy. Now, Bill Bevan is his name. He's been with us a few more years than two. Bill, you are entering your what year with the franchise?
This is my 50th year.
Now, Pat, if you're keeping record of this, the Pacers have been around for 50 years, and Bill has been here since day one. Bill, we only have a few minutes, but we could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. Basically, what's your role now, and what was it when you walked in the door 50 years ago?
Right now, I'm the official scorer. I have been all but the first year and a half. The first year and a half, I was just on stats.
So for almost 48 and a half years, you have been the official scorer for the Indiana Pacers.
Yes, sir. I consider myself the all-time leading Pacers scorer because the players score their own. I score them all.
That's pretty good. How many games is that? Have you ever added them up?
Yes, I have. It's a little over 2,200, and my winning percentage is 65%.
My goodness, how many games have you missed?
It's a handful.
No kidding. So how did it start 50 years ago? What were you doing in Indianapolis? What was your full-time job, and how'd you get here?
Well, I grew up here in Indianapolis. I went to Cecina High School, and then I was working for Allstate Insurance Company, and a friend of our family, who was the first PR man that the Pacers hired, a guy named Bill Marvel. And Bill Marvel called me one night and said, "Hey, I got this Stat Crew that I get started up for this new basketball league, and I know you like basketball. Would you be interested in doing this?" So I went to a meeting one night, and there were probably 75 or 80 guys, and I was the youngest of the bunch. And then about a week or two later, they had another one, and there were 40. And then it got down to the original of 12.
Now, just up until a couple of years ago, you had a bunch of people with you, and we still see Kate Totten around once in a while. Yes. And, of course, the legendary Bill York retired, and he worked Colts games and Pacer games. But you had a fraternity there of guys and girls that were there a long, long time. It was almost like a family within the Pacers family.
Exactly. That's what it was, a Pacer family. And we all really went to the Colts once they came to town. Somebody contacted Bill York, and then Bill went through all of us and asked us, and I did stats for him for about the first, probably 14 or 15 years.
Do you have a favorite Pacer, if you had to pick one of all time, and then do you have a favorite opponent, pick one of all time?
If I was picking a Pacer favorite, it would have to be any player that played in the ABA for the Pacers. Because I grew up with those guys. They were all about the same age as I was. And we were on a first-name basis. Now it's all business.
What about of all the opposing players that have come into our buildings, whether it be the fairgrounds, whether it be Market Square, or, of course, Bankers Life, is there one opponent player that you really either really liked as a player or got to know or liked as a person?
Really, I don't have a favorite player. But it's what's interesting now is these guys come back that were players as coaches or assistant coaches or announcers, and they recognize me, maybe not the name but the face, and they'll all give me a big hug and say, "You're still around, you must be trying to do something right." But it's a great, great part-time job.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing that ever happened in all these years of 50 years working for the Pacers, 48 and a half as the official scorer? Is there one crazy thing or something happened that you'll always remember?
Well, the thing that I think I am probably remembered more than anything else was probably 3 or 4 years ago when Lance Stephenson took me off the table. He came flying out of bounds for a loose ball, and he landed in my lap, and we went up back over the chair, and he looked down at me and said, "Are you all right?" And I says, Are you all right? But, and that was, you know, just the idea of with my job, because I'm in both locker rooms before the game and after game. So I get the opportunity to talk to some of the superstars on a one-on-one basis.
You know, anyone listening to this has to be just shaking their head to think you've been so blessed for 50 years to see this great sport that we cherish in this state at the highest level. You've seen all the greats.
I have, yes, and I've had the opportunity to, you know, almost rub elbows with most of them.
What was it like being up close and personal to one Bobby Slick Leonard when he was back in the heyday on that sideline?
Well, see, Slick, the first year, he was with them when they tried out. They had open tryouts here at the, at the Coliseum. And then the second year, he came in as a coach. Slick is like my second dad, because we've been together for so many, many years. And Nancy, the same way.
You know, when you talk to people like yourself who have been around those ABA Pacers, they go on and on about Roger Brown. And I like to educate the young Pacer fans who they know Reggie, and maybe they'd be so young that they kind of remember Reggie just a little bit, and now they know Paul George. What was Roger Brown like? Was he really as good as everybody says? And does he remind you of anybody that you've seen play recently?
He was as good as anybody I've seen play. He was so smooth at everything that he did. He, if you were going to compare him to somebody now as a player, you know, you'd have to go to a Magic Johnson or a Michael Jordan, because he could do it all. And he was surrounded by such great players like Mel and Neto and Freddie. Those guys were like brothers all the time.
And, of course, the guy that we want to get in the Hall of Fame, George McGinnis. I mean, he had the body of a football player, but he was strong. He was good. I mean, that team, what a great coach and a great player like Roger. But you're right. You mentioned Mel and George. That was one heck of a talented group of guys you had.
Oh, yeah. They were all all-stars at one time or another. And George was the kid with that group, but he was a man kid. He could do anything that he wanted to on a basketball court, anytime.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Have a great new year, and I hope you're here for many, many years to come, and maybe we can get your wife somewhere warm for a while and then bring her back. But you are a godsend for us, and we love you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Eddie, for this chance to talk to you.
There you go. How about that one, Pat? Pat, when you're here 50 years, I may get you on the show. Back to you, my friend.
All right. Eddie will be looking forward to that in 47 years. Eddie White, Bill Bevan, thanks so much for both of your time. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there tonight. Indiana Pacers versus New York Knicks. It's 80s night. No one better to talk about the 80s decade than Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, and he joins us in just a moment on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the trains.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah,
members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Indiana Pacers hosting the New York Knicks tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It's 80s decade night. We'll talk about the 80s in a moment. Mark Monteith is with us. Let's talk 2017 first, Mark. It's been a strong 2017 for the Pacers. A four-game winning streak. Three of those have come in this year. What's been the biggest difference to you over the last week or so where the Pacers have seemingly turned things around?
I think in a nutshell, the offense, you know, the ball movement on offense. We have talked before this year about, you know, the half-court offense and the stagnant nature of it sometime and just the inability to get good shots. But that's, to a large degree, gone away. You know, they are moving the ball much better and getting good shots. And as the players are saying after the game the other night, a lot of that's just Jeff Teague. You know, the ball is in his hands now. And he's, you know, playing exceptionally well, distributing it, 15 assists, 17 assists, that kind of thing. And that comes, I believe, from the lineup change. You know, starting Glenn Robinson, to me, just kind of puts the pieces in place and allows the chemistry to come through. You know, Glenn does not command many shots, but he runs the floor, spreads the court, creates opportunities for others that way. He's a legitimate three-point threat, so people have to get out and guard him. He's a good defensive guard, and he's a good rebounder. So, you know, we have talked many times, rebounding is probably this team's primary concern, and Glenn addresses that. And three-point shooting is a concern, and he addresses that. And that, in turn, brings Monte Ellis off the bench, and really one of the keys to this season, I think, is Monte Ellis' acceptance of a bench role. This is the guy who's been a starter his whole career, played at a near all-star level for many years. And now he's willing to come off the bench and kind of be a mentor to Glenn Robinson. And all those things, you know, all those things falling into place, I think we're seeing the result of that right now in this winning streak.
Yeah, let's talk more about that rotation. We learned before the last game that Monte Ellis is no longer on his minutes restriction, that head coach Nate McMillan is just playing him about 20 minutes because that's where he feels he fits as part of the rotation. Mark, you asked Nate after this most recent game if he plans on sticking with that group going forward. What did he say?
No, he says he does. You know, he says it to come out and say, like, yeah, this is our lineup. But he's basically saying this is what we're going with right now. He apparently is kind of – maybe he's being respectful to Monte Ellis. I don't know. He's not, you know, really declaring this to be the lineup, but they're certainly not going to change it during this win streak. And I think in his mind, he's going to go with this the rest of the year as something unusual, unless something unusual happens, because it's just going too well and it makes too much sense. You know, it may be a little early in Glenn Robinson's career to be a full-time starter, and he'll have his ups and downs. You could argue that he's slightly over his head now, but you can also argue he's going to do nothing but get better. And, you know, him being in that lineup allows really a higher ceiling and allows an opportunity for improvement. Whereas Monte Ellis, you know, at this stage of his career, he is who he is. So, you know, there's not that opportunity for advancement probably for the team. So I think this is what we're going to see going forward if everybody's healthy. And I think, you know, it really should create a lot of optimism among the fan base because it clearly gives them an opportunity to get better.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, tonight is 80s night at the Fieldhouse as the Pacers celebrate their 50 seasons of basketball. Chuck Person is the bobblehead honoree. What should Pacers fans know about him and that 80s decade that kind of set up the 90s?
Yeah, Chuck to me is the most significant player of the 80s and really one of the more significant players in franchise history. You know, he didn't have the career that others like Reggie Miller and Rick Smith had. He was traded after 6 or 7 years. But he turned things around. You know, when Chuck Person was drafted by Donnie Walsh in 1986, the Pacers had gone through 4 consecutive seasons of winning between 20 and 26 games. If people can imagine that, what that must have been like, 4 consecutive years winning between 20 and 26 games. And Suk comes in with some bravado. He's confident and becomes Rookie of the Year, averages more than 18 points a game. The Pacers make the playoffs. Jack Ramsey is the head coach. He's also brought in. I mean, that lit a spark. That got people excited about the Pacers again. Then the following year, you bring in Reggie Miller. The year after that, you bring in Rick Smits, and you're on your way to what happened in the 90s. And Chuck just, you know, I got a call from Chuck this morning at about 1:30. Was hoping to talk to him on Tuesday. I'll have a story up later today on Pacers.com. But, you know, Chuck and I were talking, and he will admit that he didn't handle that success of being Rookie of the Year as well as he should have. And he got a little lazy in his training habits and wasn't in shape the next year as he should have been. But he brought a lot of excitement to the Pacers. A lot of fans remember that first-round playoff series with Boston when Larry Bird was with the Celtics, and the Pacers won two games out of that five-game series. It went down to Game 5 in Boston. That was the game where Bird famously fell and hit his head on the court and had to leave, and then he came back and led a Celtics comeback. But the Pacers nearly won that series. And, you know, that, even though it wasn't a win, it was in a way a turning point for the franchise because it showed they could compete on a national level, and it had been a long time since the Pacers had done that.
Mark, we have about a minute left. I'm going to ask you to pack a lot here into a short period of time. Coming up on Pacers.com, you've already got the Donnie Walsh conversation you did recently, and another interesting story coming up as well.
Yeah, I talked with Jerry Seatstein yesterday, too, and he's not he was with the Pacers for, I think, 5 years, and you know, he averaged double figures the last 2 years. Then became a free agent and went to the Celtics and was on their 1986 championship team. But he's got a great story because he was out of basketball, had been cut by Golden State after graduating from Purdue. And he, you know, got to the Pacers through an open tryout, kind of a Walter Mitty camp that they had. And he was invited back to training camp, and he made the team and barely made the team. And then he stuck. Then he had a really nice NBA career, and he's still in the NBA. And, in fact, he'll be at the Fieldhouse tonight with the Knicks because he's an assistant coach to Jeff Hornacek. So you know, he's a guy who barely got into the door, and then he found a way to stick, and he's still here all these years later.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monti joining us on Pacers Weekly. You'll hear from him as well in the Kroger pregame show tonight. As we get you ready for Pacers and Knicks, Mark, thanks, and talk to you then.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly. We wrap up the show live with Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson is next. This is Pacers Weekly.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The Tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale. Available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at BankersLife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. If you can't make it to the Fieldhouse for Pacers and Knicks tonight, you can catch Jeremiah Johnson. His pregame coverage on Fox Sports Indiana begins at 6:30. He joins us live now. Jeremiah, there was a lot of talk with you, with everybody this time last week about the Pacers trying to just have fun with the game. Certainly a four-game winning streak helps with that. What have you seen in that regard over the last week or so?
Well, I think I've seen during games the bench on their feet a little bit more. I've seen more smiles, and I've seen you have fun winning. And so obviously when you've won four consecutive games, the emotions that I see on the floor after games and the excitement, it sure beats walking off the floor with your heads down. So, you know, there are a number of storylines that sort of represent a couple of two- or three-week periods of time, and I think the month of December, the thing that so many people talked about was this team was inconsistent. And the storyline of the last week or so has been having fun playing basketball. Nate McMillan says, just ball. Just go out there and play. And I just finished watching some second-grade hoops, and those kids just play. And I think a little bit can be translated from just going out there, having fun, playing the game you've played your entire life, and the guys are enjoying what they're doing over the last week.
You hope the players, the team doesn't do this, Jeremiah, but when you look forward at the schedule, in terms of opponents, January is not the most daunting month for Indiana. The Knicks are under 500. They visit tonight. Denver out in London, New Orleans, Sacramento, Los Angeles, the next handful of games coming up. It'd be a lot to expect the Pacers to win all of those, but does it feel like a really good opportunity to you to put together an extended stretch of wins?
Well, they've already got four, and I remember talking with Aaron Brooks, and we referenced this on the Sideline Guys podcast in Washington, D.C. I talked with Aaron Brooks about the team trying to find a little bit of consistency and whether he looked at the Eastern Conference standings, and he said, all we have to do is get on a winning streak, maybe win five in a row, and we'll be in good shape. Well, here they are with four wins and a chance tonight against the Knicks on the second half of their back-to-back to win five in a row, and this is a team that had not won three in a row all season, so I'm not going to look too far down the road and say, you know, they have a 10-game winning streak in their sights. But January presents an opportunity. If they can take care of business tonight, they feel really good about themselves heading to London. And then you have a Western Conference road trip that, while it's never easy to play three and four out west, three games in 4 days, it's not incredibly daunting when you have Sacramento, the Lakers, and the Jazz. So you're correct. If you're playing well, having fun, and confident, and healthy, I think that's an important thing. Besides Rodney Stuckey, everyone is healthy. January can be a very successful month for this team.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson is joining us. We've talked a lot about this rotation that Nate McMillan seemingly is going with here for the near future. A player that you have talked to a lot after games because he's played so well is Jeff Teague. He really seems to be benefiting of getting to have the ball in his hands more, something that Glenn Robinson brings.
Yeah, Glenn, I heard your interview with Mark Monteith, and I think that it's a very valid point in that without Monte Ellis on the floor, it's all Jeff Teague handling the ball, and Glenn Robinson III is doing a great job of spacing the floor, running the floor, but there are no questions about after a rebound or in transition or even after a made basket, who you get the ball to. You get it to Jeff Teague, and he's taken advantage of that opportunity, and I just really am impressed with what I've seen with Jeff Teague. It's making it difficult after games to who to request for David Benner for our post-game interview because you probably could request Paul George virtually every game when he, you know, averages 22 or so and he's been having 26, 30. But Jeff Teague and Miles Turner are up there as well. And with the performances that they both had in the most recent victory over the Nets, it was difficult. Do I go with Jeff Teague or do I go with Miles Turner? Both were triple-doubles weren't out of the question. Now, it's tough for Miles to maybe get four or five more blocks, but I thought Jeff Teague was in triple-double category. He had that in his sights, and I think he'll have one time this season.
Yeah, see, but difficult choices for you are always good for me with second pick because I just sat back and said, well, if Jeremiah wants Miles, he can take Miles, and if not, we'll take Jeff Teague, and that was the case. And Paul George, I think, certainly could have gotten that walk-off interview as well. Those are the best. You've got London coming up. You guys will leave on Sunday. Of course, we've got this game before then, and we'll touch back on that before we let you go. But looking forward to everything that'll be London?
Yeah, I think it'll be a great opportunity for the team to do a little bonding, to get some practice in, and to have a little bit of a break because December, there were a lot of back-to-backs. There were a lot of two different four- and five-game stretches, and this is one game in about 8 or 9 days. And while there will be a long trip to London, I think it'll be good for this team to have a little bit of a break, have a chance to get to know each other off the floor a little bit, and for the broadcast crew as well, Quinn Buckner, Kristen Airey, and myself get to go along with Max Leinwand and Jamie Burns. You know, we're looking forward to just experiencing London and being with other members of the organization. It's a win-win situation. And I think the important thing, you referenced that game tonight, if you can go to that London trip on a five-game winning streak, I'm expecting quite a few smiles on that airplane tomorrow night.
The next time we talk to Jeremiah Johnson here on this program, he will be back from London. But check out the Sideline Guys podcast, Pacers.com/sound. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, all the normal outlets. We will be talking to Jeremiah from London, hopefully, knock on wood, as long as all the technology with that goes according to plan. But we'll be talking to Jeremiah
my
here.
Time change. I guess I have to make sure I'm a correct time zone for you, and you get you out of bed a little earlier.
That's true. You are plus 5 hours. That game on Thursday is at 3 o'clock here locally. Back to tonight, though. Pacers Knicks 6:30 pregame show coverage. What do the fans have to look forward to on Fox Sports Indiana?
Well, it is a decade night. We will celebrate the 1980s. At any time there is a decade night or a Hickory night, we devote quite a bit of our Pacers Live pregame show to that. So we'll have some interviews with dignitaries from the 1980s and a nice feature where we talk with Donnie Walsh and get his thoughts on some of those key late 80s draft picks that really set the table for what happened in the 1990s. So we're looking forward to Pacers Live pregame 6:30 from the Fox Loft, and then we pack the bags and head to London. So it's a great week and a great time to be a Pacer.
All right, Jeremiah Johnson, thanks for your time. We look forward to catching your coverage here coming up at 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, that'll wrap it up here for Pacers Weekly. If you're in your car, also tune in to our Kroger pregame show on the radio side. It starts at 6:30 tonight. Indiana Pacers at New York Knicks at the Fieldhouse, pacers.com/tickets if you would like to be there. A 7 o'clock tip for Pacers and Knicks as they go for five straight. That wraps it up for Pacers Weekly. For our producer, David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. We'll talk to you next week.
And George takes a pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears.
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly,